KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, we are cruising into a 4th of July weekend. It doesn't look like it's going to be a great one. The summer has been pretty rough so far. Finding Dory from Disney is really the breakout hit so far of the true summer kids out of school season. And now we have Tarzan from Warner Brothers. Steven Spielberg has BFG, which is being released by Disney. It's a Disney movie. And Universal has The Purge, which is a sequel to two other horror movies in, you know, these small, relatively small budgeted Jason Blum horror movies. The Purge could actually do very well this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, this is a nice commentary on the state of Hollywood, is that you have this gigantic Tarzan movie, which cost about $180 million just to make. You have the BFG, which cost about $140 million. And you have The Purge, which is costing about $10 to $20 million, and they're all going to open about the same. So do the math. Which would you rather have on your schedule, the horror movie that doesn't cost very much or these gigantic movies? Now, that's not accounting for overseas, which, you know, Tarzan and BFG probably will do much better overseas, but just in terms of the U.S. box office, it looks like the value proposition is way off here.
Although, in fairness, something like The Purge usually has a big spike opening weekend and then falls very quickly. Now, if it were successful, either one of these movies, Tarzan or BFG, could play for a long time. But the problem is nobody quite seems to know how people are going to react to Steven Spielberg's The BFG based on a Roald Dahl novel. And really, the reviews have been mixed. Tarzan, as you said, very expensive. The reviews have been terrible. And it's another movie from Warner Brothers, which this movie just seems to have a problem with conception. Like, why Tarzan now again? And execution. They collided into the production. It's the same director, David Yates, who had done four Harry Potter movies to great success. He is doing the Fantastic Beasts. It's a spinoff, I guess, Harry Potter spinoff. Major priority for Warner Brothers. And he effectively kind of ran out of time while doing this Tarzan movie and had to split his hours, you know, not easy way, these huge productions, these huge budgets between Tarzan and this very important Fantastic Beasts launch. So this seems to have set the table for trouble.
And what you see here is Warner Brothers, it's another attempt to use a pre-branded franchise. And, you know, everybody knows what Tarzan is. And to create a modern, you know, relevant version of that pre-branded franchise and hopefully lure audiences, Disney has been very successful doing this in remaking their older animated films as live-action films like Cinderella and The Jungle Book. Warner Brothers has not been successful doing this with Peter Pan, which they had last year, which was an outright flop. And now Tarzan, which they're trying to do, which doesn't look like it's going to be a huge hit. They had a King Arthur movie that they've been trying to get off the ground forever. And it seems like their strategy, they also have a Jungle Book movie, which they've now pushed because of the Disney one doing so well. I think this just shows that there's a way to do these rebranded movies and there's a way to not do it. And right now, at least Warner's is not doing it right.
Yeah, addressing this, an analyst, Harold Vogel, said it speaks to a possible exhaustion of ideas. Thank you, Matt. That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.